Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Jenny, and this is our first show of the new year. Christmas music is, well, mostly over. I can't promise it's completely over. So, it's just hard to get it out of your system, you know what I mean? I don't think it's ever really gone. The day after Christmas, I start singing Jingle Bells. So, you know, Christmas is coming again, right? It is, it is. So, guys, I just want you to know, if you have to go looking for the recorded version later, this is Simply Music Jenny on the TCB network, because we know how to TCB. And I keep learning more about that all the time. So it's fantastic. Welcome, and I hope you enjoy our first show of 2020. And it's wonderful to have you here. I've got Anne with me. I've got Susan with me. So we've got the UK, two-thirds of our usual ladies from the UK. So welcome, welcome, ladies. How are you doing 2020?
I'm doing great, Jenny. Thank
yes,
you.
Doing good. Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be good. Here again.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. And it's nice to have the Wi-Fi at my house, so I don't have to go anywhere to do this anymore. It's much easier, and we may be having a few more shows because of that. It's a lot better to not have to get in the car and go somewhere in order to put the show together or to broadcast the show or whatever, and it leaves it open for having a little more fun with it instead of making it such a chore. So that's great. It's not a chore today. This is cool. I like it this way.
That's good.
Yeah. It is. It is. So speaking of Christmas songs, okay. Hmm. I do have a request, and I thought, I'm going to play that today instead of tomorrow. It is a Christmas song, but it's just so awesome. Do y'all remember Susan Boyle?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You should. She's from your side of the pond. She, I remember seeing her the first time on America's Got Talent. This messy little farm wife looking gal. Who, she's never been married. She's not a farm wife. But that's what she reminded me of. And she's from some tiny little village, in a group of villages in Scotland. And she was live identified with that lady. she embarrassed, just embarrassed all three of the judges. Actually, they kind of sat looked at her like, "Oh God!" But you know, when she
embarrassed us
morning,
as well.
Oh, I wasn't embarrassed by her. I just laughed at her. I thought she was hilarious. If I could have hugged her, I would have. She was just so special. Yes. And when she opened her mouth, what came out of that throat was so amazing.
Yeah, that was a shock. No. Mm.
Yes, yes.
That was a shock.
It really was. It really was. You know what? She went to win. That's how much of a shock it was. She won. And then, of course, they got all their people in there and everything and made her to something really special, really special. And she had a voice to go with it. So what I'm going to do now is not, I am going to play that song a little bit later in the show. I just, you know, have to. And it was a request as well. This was a request from John. And I thought, you know, what a fantastic idea. What a fantastic idea. This is O Come All Ye Faithful in a duet by Susan Boyle and Elvis Presley.
Oh,
so you got
to
enjoy this, guys. You got to enjoy this.
Really? Okay, I've not heard that one.
Yeah, you had to love that one, even if it's after Christmas.
That didn't it?
Yes, and there's just some things you have to play no matter what the season is on the calendar. Yeah, Christmas is over on the calendar, but remember, it's coming again. 361 days.
Oh, wow.
you know how it goes.
Yes.
Oh, like I say, the day after Christmas, I start singing Jingle Bells because Christmas is coming, right?
Yeah. Hey. Why not?
Why not? Exactly. Why not? All right. Now to kind of get a little upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Santana. Oh, yeah, that'll be upbeat. Black Magic Woman.
Thank you.
magic woman. And you know, that dude owns an Italian restaurant in Phoenix. So if I could figure out which one.
Yes.
But that's kind of, I thought that was kind of awesome.
Tell him you plug his music, Jenny. You might get a free meal.
I might. I should say, you know, you sound real good on my radio show. What the heck?
Exactly.
But if he's a decent businessman, that's not going to happen. So that's okay. That's all right. You know, that doesn't mean we can't go to his restaurant and eat. That would be fun.
Right.
I could do that and just see the owner hanging around. You know, that would be kind of awesome. Maybe he actually has a small stage there and gets up and does a couple of songs every once in a while. Kind of cool, too.
Yes.
Yep. Ready for the gig. Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. You don't have to talk anybody into it. It's just right there.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be great. Okay, moving along to the next one. Let's go with the trogs. That always makes me think of trolls. And you know those little you remember the story of the three goats, three Billy Goats Gruff? They would walk across the bridge. Troll would reach up and grab him until the big billy goat went by, and the big billy goat killed the troll and freed all his brothers. It's kind of a gross story for kids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It has a kid story, and it's, you know, I always liked it. What's that say? Well, let's not examine that one. Okay, but when I hear the name of the Trogs, you know, that the band Trogs, it always reminds me of that story. You know, strange minds travel strange paths. What can I tell you? I've got some pretty strange paths going, kids. So let's listen to the Trogs doing With a Girl Like You. Interested in what garbage they were throwing in there at the end, so I just let it run. It was only a few seconds. Yeah, the Trogs with a Girl Like You. 1960s. Oh, yeah. Hey, I was, let's see, 1968, I was 14. Towards the end of 1968, I was 14. Okay, well, that we won't go any further with that one. That's far enough with that one, yes. And another 1960s. I don't think they went any further beyond that. They weren't like the Beatles that went on forever. Kinks. You really got me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
To throw in a little bit of the Warner Brothers thing in there, and I couldn't resist letting that go through. I noticed that yesterday. It always makes me laugh. So I just went ahead and let it fly. Warner Brothers is always good. You know, if you like cartoons, you love Warner Brothers. That was actually my first exposure to classical music, was watching the Bugs Bunny cartoons. The Warner Brothers.
They're awesome. They are. Still are. When you watch them.
Yes. Well, and still.
No, yeah.
But they always did it to the classical music. And I just, even as a kid, I found that totally fascinating. It was just wonderful. I couldn't believe it. Okay, what we're going to do now is I have a request, and I just had it, and I had to bop away from it. I guess it's a good way to put it. But I'm going to find it because it's one I want to play next. It's a request from John. And it is really, really cool because it's something that you just do not expect. And the Million Dollar Quartet. Do you guys know?
Oh, lovely. Yes.
Do you guys know who's included in the Million Dollar Quartet? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I'm scrolling down desperately trying to find it because I forgot where it was. And here it is. The Million Dollar Quartet was Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
And
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Who's the last one? Do you guys remember? Carl Perkins. Blue Jim, Carl Perkins. And that was the Million Dollar Quartet. And this is just kind of the same. They were goofing around. But it's like a home recording type of a thing, because it wasn't supposed to be. They were mucking about. And they did No Place Like Home. So here you go, kids. Enjoy.
Is there no place like home?
There's no place like home. Well, now I say home, home, sweet home.
Now that is my favorite thing to listen to, is just when they're just sitting there, everybody's talking and doing their thing and just having fun.
Fun, chilling out.
Mucking about. Yeah, they're just mucking about. Yeah. And it makes me smile. It just makes me smile. And I love that kind of stuff. So thank you, John. That was totally awesome. I like that. Neil McCoy. Does anybody recognize the name Neil McCoy?
No.
Okay. He's a country singer.
Mm.
if you want to call it country. I mean, you know, it's like a genre all its own. You can't really call it country music, but there's nowhere else to put it. So that's what they do with it. This is, and this guy has a brilliant smile. He just, he likes the ballroom when he smiles. He is so cool. But he loves to have fun. Sound familiar? And I love his music. I love his music. It's fun to listen to. This one is called The Shake, Neil McCoy.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake.
I love Neil McCoy. He has a lot of those really up and beating songs, and he does it so well. If you get a chance to watch his videos, just watch his videos. He doesn't do a lot, but you know, just has fun with it. And his smile is electrifying. You know he's having a good time. Anytime
what's
somebody
his name
has
again?
Time, Neil N-E-A-L McCoy. MC
Neil McCoy.
Yeah, okay. Neil McCoy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just, I love his music. I love listening to him. He's fun. And they just don't play it often enough. I guess he hasn't picked the right people, but, you know, that's how things roll out. You just got to do what you got to do, and he just wants to have fun. He doesn't want to get into any of the politics of your music. He just wants to have a good time. Yeah. So now, speaking of a good time, we're going to Elvis song. And I know you guys, you're just going to hate that. I know you're going to hate it.
Oh.
But it's an Elvis song, and it's called T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Bravo. Okay. Lovely.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Learn
how to spell that. That's a really good way to learn how to spell that. You pay attention to that. Why? And you know, that would be awesome. And I can't say it's never happened to me, but I just wasn't paying any attention, so I don't really know. But to walk into a room and have somebody think, oh my God, here comes trouble, and have it mean something cool, you know.
I better walk back out.
I wouldn't. I'd want to hang around and see what they're talking about. I think that would be so funny. It'd be so funny to just disarm them, you know, just disarm them. That's my kind of little off-kilter sense of humor, I guess. But that would be hilarious. Anyway, now y'all have to know who Roger Miller is, right?
Yes.
You got, okay, Roger Miller. He's not with us anymore, of course.
No.
But he did one song. Well, he did a whole lot of songs, but there's one in particular that I always loved. Oh, Susan just came back.
Hello, I'm back. You can't get rid of me.
That's a good thing, honey. That's a good thing. I was just saying, we've got a song by Roger Miller that always made me stop and listen because I always loved it. It just brought to mind memories of probably the 30s and the 40s when they used to have what they called hobos, and they would do they would do what was called riding the rails because they had no other way to live. They had no jobs, so they just rode the rails. They did jobs and asked for food and things like that. And people accommodated them in that way because they could get some odd things done for food. And that, at times, was a very expensive commodity back at that era. So that's about that era. Roger Miller doing King of the Road.
Oh, I like the song.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8 or 12 four bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children and all of their names, in every handout in every town, every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing boom buys an 8 for 12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pet, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys.
Brings to mind so many things. And, you know, most of those things I only saw in the movie, but I still remember them. I remember them. And you talk to people, you hear your grandparents talk, and you know that those things happen. And it's like picking up stogies off the street that the rich guys throw away because you can't afford to buy your own. And I think, oh, gross. Ugh. But they did it. So, you know, it's really kind of interesting, the word I come up with. Gross is another word. But, you know, they did what they had to do to survive. And it's a strange life to think about. So it's a lot of strange things in the past took place when times were different and times got hard. And they did what they needed to do to survive. And that's why all of them actually, the kings of the road, didn't have families or none that they spoke about, at any rate. All right, now we're got a request. John sent me a song by Pilot, and it's called January. Fancy that?
Ah.
January.
Oh, yeah. That's for ages.
Here we go. Well, you're about to hear me, and yeah. So here we go. There we go. Request from John, January by Pilot. I like it. And, you know, hey, and it is January, so how appropriate. And January does seem to hang on and on and on. My gosh, it seems sometimes like it's never going to get over. And I shouldn't be feeling that because it's just begun. So I got a ways to go yet, kids. Oh, well. And
it's so fly by.
Susan's still flying back and forth across the Atlantic. I tell you, she's got to be getting tired now. This is what, third, fourth time?
I'm worn out.
Well, you know, maybe you have a tailwind coming back or something.
Yeah.
The tide beats you, you know.
Yeah. Tailwind up my jetty.
Yeah. Trace Adkins. Does anybody know who Trace Adkins is?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That was unanimous from the UK. He needs to do a little PR over the water. This dude's probably, 6'4", 6'5", long ponytail, cowboy hat, tight jeans, cowboy boots. And
sounds good.
Oh, yeah. It does. It's funny. It looks good. You should see him perform. He doesn't do anything fancy, but you just want to watch him perform. He's just,
okay.
He's just up there sharing a good time, you know? And this is one of the songs that he does that I just love. It makes me smile. And if you ever get a chance to watch the video to this song, you've got to see that video. It is funny. When you stop and think about, quote unquote, the male animal, okay? In this environment, when you hear this song, you will know what I am talking about. So here's Trace Adkins doing Honky Tonk But Donkey Kong.
Turn it up, song. All right, boys. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, left, right, left. Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall. Feeling down near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OT'd up his girlfriend and slapped him out his chair.
Oh, yeah. I have loved that the first time I heard it. That just makes me laugh. And then I saw the video. It's even better with the video going because you can see what he's talking about. And that dude in the midst, just right in the middle of all the badonky donk in the joint. And he, it's so hilarious. You've got to watch that video. You just got to watch that video. It's amazing. Okay, we're going to take kind of a break from the up and jumping stuff. Okay? This is another request from John, and I sort of suggested it, and we concurred that we got to do this. This is the song that Susan Boyle did. This is a subsequent version. This is the version they actually put on her album, but this is the song she did that made such a big, huge impression on America's Got Talent. Susan Boyle doing I Dream a Dream.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I prayed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with the voice that soft as thunder, as they tear your hopes apart, and they turn your dream to shame.
Village in Scotland held a miracle. Because if you get a chance to watch the video from America's Got Talent of her original audition, please do so. Because Simon's mouth literally dropped open. He couldn't believe it. This mousy little woman, who has since changed into a not so mousy woman, but she just backwater little village girl. And this voice comes out of her. It's so unexpected, and it's so wonderful. Her voice is God-given, and it's a blessing to anybody that gets to hear it, because it's just so amazing. And it was so big of a surprise. Oh my gosh. I can see it in my mind. It made such an impression. And it's been a few years ago, but I can still see that in my mind. If you get a chance, look it up, because you'll get hooked. You'll get hooked. It's an amazing thing. Okay, right now, Aaron Tippin, somebody else you guys have not heard of from, because he too is in the country realm of music, which isn't really country anymore, but that's okay with me. That's okay with me, because there's a lot more of those songs that I like now than I did before. So this is Aaron Tippin. Aaron with two A's. Aaron Tippin. And it's called Kiss This.
I set her up again to wash him down. And she had just about succeeded with that low down, no good cheating, good for nothing, came strutting through the crowd. Oh, he was leaning on so thick, he never missed a lick, professing his never ending love. Oh, but I never will forget when she stood up and said, "Well, I guess you think we're just gonna kiss and make up, don't you?" That's what she said. "Why don't you kiss? Hey, kiss this. And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. Me and you, I went through. And there's only one thing left for you to do. You just come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes and kiss her this goodbye." Like a bulldog on a bone, she was putting him in his place, and I mean right up in his face, dragging him down the list and done their wrongs. But it was just about now that the crowd gathered round. They'd come to watch him pay for his every sin. She called him everything under the sun, and when we thought that she was done, she reared back and she let him have it again, man. She said, "Why don't you kiss?
What a unique way of telling someone, "Bye, sucker," that he might listen to. Who knows? That's going to happen. So, yes. And Anne, I wanted to let you know that the noise is gone. microphone, just in case you didn't know. Maybe it was your headphones. That's a distinct possibility.
Well, yeah. Let's hope so. I've changed them now.
Well,
so fingers crossed.
Since I started doing the show, I'm on my fourth set of headphones, so it does happen with regularity. So
yeah.
You're good now. So we won't worry about it anymore.
Lovely.
And to follow that, I've got an Elvis song that we all know and love. And no, it's not Steamroller.
Okay.
Just thought I'd clear that up right at the start before everybody started elevating off the floor. this is Elvis. It's close. Such a night. Oh, such a night.
Yes.
Wasn't that sweet? Such a night.
Sounds good.
It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was, such a night. The moon was bright, oh, how bright it was, it really was, such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. It was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips set me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my came the dawn, and my heart into love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget you, the kiss, the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart into love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget to the kiss and the kiss and the moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember
that night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her. Well, she's gone, 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 yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 ooh,
you know, the things that go through my mind. Oh my goodness. We need a different song right now. But you have to admit that the images that song invokes are fun. Okay, so Toby Keith is carrying that right on with She's a Hottie.
The water where the river gets wide, think about swimming to the other side. Got a Marlboro Red and a can of cold Bud. Toast
squished down in Arkansas mud.
Hey, mister, yeah, I kissed her. Son, you ought to see a sister. You gotta give a little something to a cool dog cat. Finding him a woman that can shake like that. Hottie, she's a hottie. Got a smoking little body. Strain bikini and a barbed wire tat. She's a rocking that cowboy hat. Hottie, she's a hottie. And just a little bit naughty. Diggy, 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 yeah, hey, hey, hey. He's sliding down the dam where the moss gets thick. A yelling yee-haw, she's a redneck chick. Spitting in a fire and putting on a show. Strutting like a chicken to the radio. Head slick, she's a heck. Buttermilk lipstick. Now give a little something to a cold dog cat. Finding him a woman that can shake like that. Hottie, she's a hottie. She got a smoking little body. Strain bikini and a barbed wire tat. She's a rocking that cowboy hat. Hottie, she's a hottie. And just a little bit nutty. Singing kaya, diggy, diggy, kaya, diggy, diggy, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, she's a hottie, a smoking body, and yeah, okay, that's it, Jenny, that's all.
Don't go no further.
Yeah, exactly. I could though, you know I could. But,
oh yes, I do know.
We'll give y'all a break.
Yeah. Leave it to your imaginations.
And there you go. There you go. I don't have to outline it for you. It's all right there. No problem. All you got to do is read your mind. It's right there.
Yeah.
It's time for another Elvis song. You know, and I love this song. I love this song. I did this a couple years ago because I love this song. Your love's been a long time coming.
Oh, nice.
The first time I saw you, I knew I was hooked on somebody other than me. Time I held you, your soft lips and blue eyes were as far as my eyes could see. Yes, here in my arms, I knew I had found the reason that I'm living for. I felt the feeling, such a wonderful feeling that I'd never felt.
Sure got me. I'd never knew until I saw love that was buried you. I'm gonna tell everyone what good love can do.
And to think of somebody in your life that you just wanna think about somebody in your life that you just wanna say that to. You got me humming, baby. And it's been a long time coming, but it's worth the wait. And what we gonna have now? That's sweet. Long time coming, but once it gets here, it's worth every second of the wait. Just got to think about that. When you think about that one person in your life, it's not hard to think that way. It's not hard to know that it was worth every second. Every second. Anyway, right now, ZZ Top. Now, have you all heard of ZZ Top? Please tell me you have.
No.
No. Okay. There must be a difference.
I have.
There must be a difference that a big body of water makes, you know.
No, I know who they are. Susan does. I don't.
Yeah, I do.
ZZ Top has been around, it seems like eons, you know. Mm. And they've been around for so many years, you can't count them anymore. And it's the last concert I saw that they did. Rich stands up and he says, well, you know, we've been here a long, long time, but the same three guys playing the same three chords and we're still going at it. They must be doing something right. And it's just the trio. Yeah. It's just the trio. It's on drums. And Richard's on the lead guitar. And, Frank, I think, is on bass. And that's all they've got, you know, and they kill it. They kill it. And that's all you need. When all three of them sing, that's all you need. You got your harmony right there. So this is ZZ Top doing Tush. Like you expected anything.
I've been good.
go. They's just looking for some tush. Take them downtown. That's where it usually is. Downtown.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you. okay, I'm just on this kick today, and it's just how it is. Trace Adkins, Hot Mama.
Oh.
Get in them old jeans. You want that body back. You had it 17. Well, baby, don't get down. Don't you worry about a thing. Cause the way you fill them out, hey, that's alright with me. I don't want the girl you used to be. And if you ain't noticed, the kids are fast asleep in your one hot mama. You turn me on, let's turn it up and turn this room into a sauna. One hot mama. Oh, what do you say, babe? You wanna? Well, I know sometimes you think that all you really are is the woman with the kids and the groceries in the car. And you worry about your hips and you worry about your age. Meanwhile, I'm trying to catch the breath you take away. Oh, and believe me, you still do. Baby, all I see when I look at you is one hot mama. You turn me on, let's turn it up and turn this room.
Now that's have an effect. That's what happens when you have an effect. You just, you know, it's not for anything, sexy or getting down and getting dirty. It's for the fact that it's getting so freaking hot in there. The clothes start peeling off. You know, you gotta do something. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Gotta cool down somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, cold shower comes to mind, but here in the summertime, you don't get cold showers. The water does not get cold. It does not happen. So you just kind of get a cool shower and stand in front of a fan. I mean, you know, that works.
Yeah.
So people might look at you a little weird if there's anybody here, but I got to make sure there isn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they may be calling the people with the little white cup to come and get you.
Yeah, so, the square wheels.
Anyway, yeah, they're going to call those people on me anyway, but that's all right. I'll have a new audience.
Just run, Jenny.
Well, that could be something worth trying. We could see how it works anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe the dog would protect me from the rear. Maybe not. Well, hey, kids, I've got a minute and a half. And I just want to say thank y'all for being here. And you had to come back twice. Once was because you just got kicked out, and once was because you had to change your headphones. But thank you for coming back.
You're welcome, Jenny. I love it.
And Susan, I don't know what to tell you, girl. You got to wear out that bungee cord just a little bit. You know, so, I mean, you must have bopped in and out of here 10 times, I swear to God.
Yeah.
It was like you kept coming back. That's the important part. You kept coming back. And thank you so much.
Okay.
And thank you for everybody in the chat that stuck with me and loved what I was doing, loved the songs. That's special. And thank you for being there and for hanging in there and having a good time, because that's what my show is all about, is to have a good time with music. Let's
and we are
over you and through you. Yes.
Always.
That's wonderful. You let me know, and that is fantastic. Thank you so much. So I've got about 20 seconds left. This isn't going to finish, but we're going to get 20 seconds of That Wink by Neil McCoy.
Little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit.